Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Becky Nordquist going to be joining us here in a few seconds. Her story is so incredible and touching. It is all wrapped, we might say, in the concept of Before We Said Hello. The lyrics and the music, so touching and targeted, to coincide with today, October the 15th, to coincide with National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, which includes but is not limited to miscarriage, stillbirth, SIDS, or the death of a newborn. Becky, let's bring you on right now. Becky Nordquist joins us. Becky, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, your story, the chapters that are written, all bundled into Before We Said Hello, is so incredible. I know our audience is going to be, you know, touched, because the fact of the matter is that we have women and, dare I say, fathers who have experienced the loss of a child. And, I think this is a good thing to be able to allow for healing and discuss, National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, because of the impact that it has on women in particular and families in general.
Absolutely. There's one in four. That's a lot of people to be walking around with this wound. So yeah. We're just praying that it will help people to go one step forward, because, you know, this isn't something that we get over. It's something that we learn to walk forward with.
Yes.
And certainly that's the hope and prayer for the project.
For the rest of your life, I mean, you deal with this, right? I mean, it's, as someone said, you don't get over, you go through it. And everybody bears their own scar and their own story. Becky Nordquist, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is an accomplished singer, songwriter. She's a worship leader, honed her music writing skills while working with John Chisholm, founder of the Nashville Christian Songwriters, and Grammy Award-winning songwriter recording artist David Baroni, as well as Siler and Wood. And so, Becky, tell us your story. How did Before We Said Hello, how did you get involved? What happened here?
There was a providential meeting, a mutual friend between Steve Siler, who is the, like as you mentioned, a founder of Music for the Soul and a Dove Award, multiple award-winning songwriter. Mm-hmm. And it was just a providential meeting, and I shared with him a demo that I actually worked on with Nashville Christian Songwriters, and David Baroni really walked me through that song, and shared it with him and shared the story, because it was birthed out of a morning where my husband and I woke up. We were experiencing, we had been through like 2 years of just constant loss. We had five pregnancy losses. Mm. We had our stillborn son, Nicholas. We lost my mom. I actually miscarried the day of my father-in-law's funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, a friend that also had a couple of losses, she passed away in my basement, and I could not revive her. And, you know, so it was my brother died. It was just crazy. Like, literally every month for almost 2 years, we experienced loss.
Wow.
And, you know, so my husband and I woke up one morning, and we're just going, where is God? God, did we do something wrong? Are you angry with us? And so the song that I sent to Steve was the song that was birthed out of that morning. And Steve immediately heard the story of loss, and he said, I just wrote a song called Before We Said Hello. And listening to your music and your story, you're the one that has to sing this. And so it started with one song, and it just grew from there. So it's definitely been a healing process for me to be involved with this project, too.
Well, and the lyrics that Stephen has written here is very powerful. And we're going to play the song for everybody in a little bit, but right now, let me just give them a feel for the lyrics. It says, "We're so excited, what anticipation, we prepared a place for you inside our hearts. Oh, how you were wanted. We had plans and dreams. Then in an instant, it all came apart. Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom. Like a story just begun that ended much too soon. We grieve love interrupted that has no place to go. We said goodbye before we said hello." The first verse and the refrain. Wow, what a powerful lyric. And so here you are, and you had presented another song, and he lays this at your feet. What do you say?
I was in shock at first. Mm-hmm. My jaw was dropping at the floor because, you know, I'm a chicken farmer. I mean, I have chickens and a goat and horses and kids. You know, I'm this little Midwest gal that just loves to lead God's people in worship.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of, and then for God to pull this out where probably one of the deepest pains of my life and say, okay, I want you to go outside the four walls of the church and take my light into this pain for people. Wow. You know, that's there's something so humbling and so honoring because I've been gifted the opportunity to walk with people already, and it's just releasing today. So, I mean, I was humbled and so grateful and just honored that he would ask me to do that. And like I said, it has healed so much in my own grieving mama heart, this process.
I bet. And for your husband as well. I'm with your husband in this, too. You know, because I think that, you know, sometimes we forget the men. But they're right there. And, you know, you talk about the quiet voices. They have to be their, you know, support for their wives. But they have hearts, and their hearts are grieving as well. Now, you know, my sense was, as I was reading these lyrics, and I read it last night, and that's why I wanted to share, you know, some with our audience here, is that did you have this sense that Steve, you know, had looked into your heart? I mean, because these lyrics, oh, my gosh. I mean, what did he go through to write this song?
You know, he actually heard the story of a woman. She said there's a topic that Music for the Soul hasn't encompassed yet, and it's pregnancy and infant loss. And often this is a topic that is just silent. You know, we don't talk enough about it. So she shared her story, and it's so great because he was just at the conference that they met at, and she was there. So to be able to share with her, hey, we recorded your story in song is incredible. So it was so neat when he sent me the picture this past week of her and he. I so wish I could have met her. I know we're going to connect at some point, but you know, he is just wow. I cannot say enough about this dear man.
Yeah.
He has beautiful heart.
Well, he must. He must for him to understand and translate what from this other woman's pain and not only woman but women. And this is something I'm sure that anybody that has experienced loss, you know, we haven't even talked about abortion, but I'm sure people who you know, have experienced abortion, this is going to be meaningful for them as well, don't you think?
Already, I've had stories, already hearing stories of women who are taking a step toward healing, the healing process, because
Well, Becky, we got to go to break, and I promise everybody we will play the song when we come back.